For the lymphomatoid papillosis, in the histopathology, there will be papillonecrotic lesions, but the type of the infiltrate would be different than that in the pleura. In the histopathology, we can find four types designated as type A, B, C, and D, which will differ from each other, the type of the T lymphocytes and their appearance and arrangement. Then coming to the treatment, depending upon the underlying cause, we are going to treat. For papillonecrotic tuberculoid, the main specific the specific type of treatment will be anti-TB drugs. For the pleura, if it is because it is acute reactionary process, we are going to begin with erythromycin as a first line treatment. In the second line, we may give phototherapy, Repua, in which the retinoid would be acetated, and in the third line we can give oral corticosteroid or immunosuppressive therapy such as methotrexate, azathioprine, and cyclosporine. In PLC, usually it is a chronic reaction process, so our main treatment would be topical corticosteroid or immune modulators. In the second line, there will be phototherapy and oral erythromycin. Whereas in the third line, we are going to give immunosuppressive therapy and retinoids. For the leukocytoclastic vasculitis, usually we treat the underlying cause and give topical systemic corticosteroid or immunosuppressive therapy. And similarly, in lymphomatoid papillosis as well, the main treatment would be topical, intralesional, or systemic steroid, besides which we can give nitrogen mustard, phototherapy, low-dose methotrexate, and dapsone.